Welcome back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Matt Ames here with Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, Bill Lako. Just a quick reminder, if you've got questions or things you want us to address on the air on Saturday morning, be sure to give us a call during the week at 770-429-9166, or you can email us at drgene@hensler.com.
All right, let's talk about this case.
So our case study this week, and what we've been doing, obviously, for those of you committed listeners, we've been doing this most of the year. We've been talking about during our second, third segments, sort of a situation that we run into here at the firm that comes up often, things that are life events or decisions that people have to make. And this week, what we want to kind of cover is the decision. We got a husband and a wife. They're age 63. He's 63. She's 61. And they both got traditional IRAs, got a little bit of income still working. But the conversation or the question is, her income is going to be about $30,000 less in 2015. Mm-hmm. And should they or should they not look at converting the traditional IRA into a Roth IRA?
Yes, a couple of things here. One is, if you make too much money, you can't make a conversion, correct?
That's actually not true anymore.
No, it's not. Okay.
Back in the day, that was true. Okay. A few years ago, they changed that rule.
Okay.
So
no matter what,
you pay more taxes.
Okay.
You get a higher bracket.
So the deal here is that if I convert from an IRA, regular IRA, to a Roth, all of that money is treated as income to me.
Ordinary income.
Ordinary income that year.
That's correct.
All right. So the reason that they're thinking about doing it is because their tax bracket's a lot lower this year than it was last year.
Conceivably, that or the lesser dollar amount that she's going to be earning, if you take the income from the Roth conversion,
yes,
it's not going to bump them into the next tax bracket.
There's
enough room now for them to convert because you don't have to do it all at once. So a Roth conversion doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. You can convert 10,000 of it. You can convert all of it. You can convert, you know, whatever you want to do. You can spread it out.
Okay. Now, the difference between a Roth and a regular IRA is a regular IRA comes out of your taxable income, and it reduces your taxable income.
Theoretically.
Yes.
Not always.
Well, but the vast majority of the times. In a Roth, you contribute after-tax dollars into it.
Correct.
But all the growth in the Roth, you can pull out tax-free after you're 59 and a half, and you can pull out the income off of it. So if you put $50,000 in, 5 years down the road, if it's worth $60,000, you theoretically can pull $10,000 out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they're on the edge of retirement, right?
Right.
Okay. So what they're trying to do is say, you told me that these guys didn't need the money.
Right. In this situation, it's just a decision. They're noticing that, you know, look, we're going to make less money this year, so should we take advantage of that from a tax perspective? I mean, at their age, he's 63, she's 61, they've got traditional IRAs. Now, a few weeks ago, Gene, you and I were on the air with Troy, and we talked about required minimum distributions. So they turned 70 and a half in 7 to 9 years here, and they're going to be forced to take money out of that traditional IRA.
But not the Roth.
But not the Roth. So is there some justification to saying, should we convert some of it now? It'll reduce what we have to take out later from RMDs. Whether they need it or they don't, are they managing the amount of taxes they pay?
Yeah, well, that's it's a twofold question. First, it's the tax is number one. But number two is if they don't need that money, it's better for it to sit in there and continue to grow tax-free.
In the Roth.
In the Roth.
Right.
Okay? And rather than having to pull any of that money out, because it's really a pain if you don't need to pull it out. It breaks your heart to
right.
pull it out, pay taxes on it, and then you've got to go into another investment.
Well, and Bill, I mean, you know, you see this a lot. I know I've seen it over the years, is the question that gets asked many times, and the example we've got here is the age is, call it 63 years old. Is there an age at which a Roth conversion no longer makes sense?
Well, I'm going to give you, in my opinion, what you have to think about, and then we're going to have to talk about the realities of what the president's tax budget initially did early January, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, what generally happens is people are saving to their retirement accounts, okay? And then they retire, whatever age, 60, 65. They're going to live off their taxable portfolio generally.
That's right.
Up until they start making mandatory withdrawals. If we've done the proper planning, that's
right.
really what you're trying to do. So there is a period of time where the tax bracket's generally pretty low because you're living off of assets that you've already paid taxes on.
Right.
The question becomes, do you take the money out of the IRA and augment your spending, or do you convert it to the Roth? Generally better to convert it, as you said, Gene.
Yep.
Then there's the other people who are in a situation where, to your point, they could pull 20 grand out, put it in the Roth, and it doesn't really cost them any more tax dollars because right. they're still in the same tax bracket. Doesn't mean it's free.
Right, they have to pay the taxes on the 20 grand.
Right. Yes. It's just instead of going from 25% to 33%,
right.
so
stay in the same
bracket. So I mean, you've got to be on top of your tax situation to really understand that. My biggest problem, and I've been wrestling with this since President Obama's scenario on taxing the 529 plan. Okay? So if you think about 529, IRA, Roth, blah, blah, blah. Just name on an account with certain tax limitations.
Benefit.
Okay. And I know we're up against a break here. So, what I want people to think about is what the president tried to do is something that you are now going to have to take into account and when you make this decision. Up until January, it was never even a consideration because everybody would say they would never tax your profit sharing, your retirement account, any of that type of stuff. And I mean, look,
I'm not trying to scare you, but it's
no,
something to think
about. And I made the comment that this has never happened before. It actually has happened. There's been discussions from Congress over the past about taxing retirement accounts and doing this, that, and the other, confiscation, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not sure that there's ever been a proposal put together that basically said, I know we told you you could put money in a 529 plan and let it grow tax-free, and if you pull the money out to pay for school, you won't have to pay any taxes on it, and oh, by the way, I changed my mind. So you've got a scenario now where you have to think, oh, man, so if I convert my Roth, if I convert my IRA to a Roth and pay my taxes today, one would assume, I suppose, that they would give me the cost basis of putting the money back in the Roth and that I'd only end up having to pay taxes on the growth. So to your point, the question I've been asking myself is, well, I might as well have just left it in my IRA and let at least the part I pay taxes on grow tax-free until they tax me during my minimum distributions. I don't know how to think about it, Gene. From a cash flow point of view.
Well, there's also the consideration it's just simply saying is that I'm not going to put it away in that account.
Right.
All right. Maybe I might use, that might be a situation where cash value life insurance policy might have some meaning.
Right.
That'd be a place where maybe an annuity might have some meaning.
Right.
On that.
Mm-hmm. Or just.
So we don't want to stretch this out.
Or instead of converting it into a Roth, you just pull it out, or you pull out the portion that will keep you in the same tax bracket, just put in your taxable account.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. These are Gene, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but generally when I have this quandary, because I've converted some of my IRAs and done that, I tend to split the baby.
You know,
I'm going to be half right or half wrong,
right.
So might as well do, I'll protect myself on both sides.
Right.
Rather than go all in. I think a lot of people try to go all in on things like this. And I think my issue is this will probably never see the light of day for 10 more years. But I can't believe at some point this is going to be an issue again. Yeah. And
I would agree with you.
Well,
I don't want to get into the full politics of what my thought of the president is and tries to do things.
But
like this
is a cash flow discussion. I mean, it's a tax.
And that's a possibility I never thought would have been brought up. But these guys get desperate, you know.
Well, and to your point, I mean, the headwinds that things like this face are going to be significant. But once it starts rolling there, what does it start? I mean, you talk about cash value life insurance. The government's been trying to get at that for years.
Yeah.
But the insurance carriers have got such strong lobbying power that.
Well, you saw it get smacked down.
Correct.
He brought it out, and the rest of the world said, I don't think so.
Right.
His own constituents don't want that.
No.
So.
No.
But, I think it is something that's got to go into. After you do the non-emotional or unemotional mathematics, then you got to say, am I willing to take that risk or not?
We try to do something like that on mine, and it didn't make any sense.
Well,
to do
so
that.
At your age, when we and I don't listen. let me rephrase. I'm fired. At your adult old age, your maturity level, your most mature level.
Wow.
Is this on?
I hope
is this
not.
Microphone?
He just raised his head over the microphone and his eyebrows.
It's like that one ad that's on television, and the guy says, "You're not on mute."
That's right. The mathematical equation has to go into this. First of all, if you're going to convert to the Roth, take it out of your IRA and convert to the Roth, you have to have the tax money outside.
Yeah, okay, that's a big
point. Okay, so you got to take it out of the taxable account to pay the taxes.
Correct.
And then you've got to run the calculation that says if I earn a reasonable rate of return, which to some people is 20%, to some people is 2%, whatever your reasonable right. rate of return is, how long does that money have to sit in the Roth in order to grow back? And I mean, in your case, one foot on a grave, one on a banana peel. The math didn't work. I mean,
yeah, but even
with Troy and me pushing, I'm just saying.
You're already fired. You might as well say it.
I'm going all just in, baby.
And dragging me with you is what it sounds like.
He's grabbing. I'm going to slide around the table here.
That's right. Well, if, for example, Troy, you said if they're converting 100 grand. They need $30,000 or $40,000. Let's just say $30,000
in cash somewhere
cash
else.
Cash to pay the taxes on it, and if it grows at 6% a year, it takes a minimum of 10 years to break even.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is something that is better done young.
Yes.
Rather than old.
I think it's an absolute no-brainer for somebody in their 30s and younger.
Sure.
But again,
you got to take that. Yeah.
For they're going to tax me later. Conversation.
Well, there's the estate planning conversation too, right? I mean, you know, when you take that into account, what your heirs are or are not required to pull out via.
How do you feel about that, Gene?
The heirs?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'm dead. They get what they get.
Go on, say it. Say it. Come on. The people listening today have not heard you say this in forever. Say it.
I don't care about my heirs.
There you go.
I want to spend,
that's how it works.
I want to spend the last $5 on a martini with a cheap blonde on my arm.
Oh, come on.
He clearly doesn't care about his heirs.
You're talking about a yellow lab, right?
For example, for most of us, we would say to young people, if you're working, you can live on salary, et cetera, all sort of stuff, make your contribution to a Roth.
Yeah.
There are a number of benefits to that. You can always pull your money out of a Roth
and
put it with down payment on a house and things like that, where there's great penalties if you put it in a regular IRA.
Yeah.
So age is probably the big differential here.
Agreed.
And you're really just, I don't know, what's the expression, but, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense as you're older.
I agree.
It may be a good idea intellectually.
Right.
You know, so I would go that route.
You're listening to Money Talks.
Politics.
No, this is money.
Politics.
Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.